Chapter 2. Changes.
I reached under the bed and pulled out a tote full of pills, green stuff that looked like grass, and a white powder. Because of a drug class we had in school when I was in 7th grade, I knew instantly what everything was. I gasped. Loudly. Then I heard my mom flinch and start to wake up. I quickly pushed the tote back onto the bed and stood up straight as a board. She looked at me, groaned, and fell back asleep. I heard a loud crash that startled me. Mom still hadn't woken up. I ran into the kitchen to find Marley with a crashed plate on the floor. "I'm sorry, I was trying to put my plate in the sink and I dropped it," she stuttered. "It's okay, it's okay." I cleaned up the broken plate and cleaned the kitchen. I gave Marley her present and we each had a slice of cake. "Do you like it?" I asked as she opened the bag to reveal a new My Little Pony figurine. "I love it," she replied. It was finally time for bed. I laid Marley down, read her story, and then went to bed myself. The next morning was a Saturday. My alarm went off and I decided I'd sleep for about another hour, until my mom had barged into my room. "What the heck, Lizzie?" "What?" I asked, half asleep. "You went in my room last night. You found something, didn't you?" I looked at her and stepped out of bed slowly. "What do you mean?" I asked her. "You found my stuff, didn't you?" "Maybe," I answered. She looked at me and then turned around and walked out of the front door. When did everything go so wrong with my family? I thought to myself, Mom and Dad used to be so loving towards each other. They would kiss in public and I would think it was the grossest thing ever. Now they won't even look each other in the eyes. I went to wake up Marley so we could go get breakfast. I walked into her room and she wasn't there. There was a note on her bed that read, "Your dad has Marley. Mom." I was relieved. I got ready for the day, then walked to the coffee shop for breakfast. I sat down and felt my phone buzz in my pocket. I looked down at it and read a text from an unknown number. "Hey, it's Matt from Moe's the other day." I smiled down at my phone. "Hey," I replied. We talked for what seemed like forever. He kind of asked me random things, like what my parents did for a living and where I lived. I thought nothing of it when my thought process got interrupted by a call from my mom. "I need you to pick up Marley from the hotel, room 407. He should be there." "Okay," I said. She hung up. My mom never hung up without saying I love you, but again, everything had changed. I had made it to the hotel when I saw a woman walking out of my dad's hotel room. I walked up the stairs and knocked on the door, concerned. My dad opened it and said, "Did you forget your keys, beauty?" "Lizzie!" "Who did you think I was?" I asked. "No one, no one. Marley, your sister's here," he yelled down the hallway. Then I saw Marley run down the hallway with all her toys ready to go. "Bye, Daddy, I'll see you later," she exclaimed. My mom had texted me telling me she wouldn't be home for another 2 hours or so. So I decided to go back to her room and look for the tote again and hopefully get rid of it. I turned on the TV and gave Marley her favorite My Little Pony. I walked upstairs, opened the door, and I went straight to the bed. I looked under and the tote wasn't there. I looked in my parents' closets and drawers and found nothing, until I found a large box hidden underneath old clothing my mom used to sew sometimes. It read, "Elizabeth." I was curious and decided to open the box to see what was inside. As I opened the box, I found pictures, but the pictures were not of me. They were random pictures of Mr. and Mrs. Dooley in their house, on their porch, in the grocery store, and in the mall, all holding a baby.
Thank you for listening to episode 2 of my story. I stuttered a little bit there in the end. My bad, I was looking at something else, but I hope you guys enjoyed it, and episode 3 will be out soon.